And as Ellen dashes off,
sort the dogs out and to stop them from eating the Amazon delivery guy. I guess to talk to you. I was going to bring up the venues because, you know, you've spoken about the Arts Centre. It used to be a massive hub for live music. It used to be on the, you know, on the scene. People would always be there. And then coming from that that top 10 from Ellen, the City Hall was a huge venue for Salisbury bringing people in from all sort of diverse types of music. And obviously it's been closed for quite some time now. What are your thoughts in relation to, you know, hopefully sort of the City Hall coming back and becoming a music venue?
I've meet up regularly with Phil Smith, who was right up until it closed down. He was the City Hall manager, and he did wonders with the City Hall in his tenure there. As he said, he put it like this: that Salisbury is basically, if you're looking at football, you know, terms, it would be League One Championship now at the very most. So he could only get those kind of bands in there. Yeah. That could do it, because it is what it is. I mean, it was like, I'll go back to the Arts Centre. The Arts Centre, as you say, Alex, was we put it on the map. Ant Robertson, myself, bless him, Ant, he's now the director at Colchester Arts Centre. That is a massive venue. A great mate. And we sort of, it was the Passenger Club. We called it the Passenger Club back in the day. And we had loads of bands. They all came to Salisbury because it was a venue of that size. And the guys from the Wedgwood Rooms, it became the Wedgwood Rooms, Dave Binnington, he used to come up and watch the bands. And he said, we want something like this in Portsmouth. And he went down to Portsmouth and got a grant from the council to open the Wedgwood Rooms up. But Salisbury was, they coveted Salisbury in a way. So the guys that started off the Joiners Arms, you know, this is a great venue. And it was, we were just lucky enough to have it. But it went off the circuit. It shut for 2 years, and then we just lost the impetus. Then it just went, because they opened these venues out in Southampton and the likes of the Wedgwood Rooms in Portsmouth, and they're easy links. You can get to them down M3, M27, and you're there. To get to us, it was windy roads, A36, and so we sort of got left out because we're off the circuit for 3 years and. Or 2 or 3 years, and it's the same with the City Hall. Back in those days, there was nowhere else really like it that would sort of take those kind of acts on. You know, I can remember the Bowie thing, my brother going to that, and he said, I've got a ticket, but my mum and dad wouldn't let me go to it, you know. So I could have went if I was a rebel, but I was a good boy, so I didn't go to the Bowie. But they had all these great acts playing in Salisbury. And I think, again, it's a lot of it's down to transport and I suppose, what are we now? We're Southampton's, what, 300,000 people, and Salisbury's 46,000 people surrounding, you know.
Yeah.
It was difficult, and Phil got some great bands in there, you know. He got the bands into the play. We got some good warm-ups. Like we used to do at the Arts Centre, we got some really good warm-up bands that were doing the likes of Glastonbury. So you'd get those in there. And now you've got the Cheese and Grain. We'll take all those bands on. And what's Froome? Froome's a lovely place, but it's a one-horse town, isn't it? But it's got the Wedgwood Rooms. I suppose if you've got Emily Evers on your committee, you can get these bands like Foo Fighters and bands like that down there. But I'm going to blow my trumpet here that Colin, you were talking about Colin Monday just now from Standout.
That's it, yeah.
Put a lot of promotions together. And we opened the Cheese and Grain up to music. We had the Vandals down there and the likes of Earth Tone 9 and all these great bands. And, you know, and so we opened that up to rock music and music. Because it is just a farmer's market, but it's a brilliant venue, and now anyone that's anyone will go there, you know. Yeah. And it that sounds like Sour Grapes, but it's just the way it is at the moment, you know. The City Hall, who's going to take it on. I don't know if it did open up, how, you know, it'd have to be. I don't think it would work as a big venue. I don't think it'd work at the 1,000 capacity. It would if it did. You know, Phil had it right. He'd run it like CH1, CH2 and CH3. So City Hall 3 was the foyer. We did a lot in there, some great little events there. CH2, City Hall 2, was where they opened half the main auditorium up to 500. And the CH3 was the big one, you know, the big, or was it the other way around? But anyway, one of them was worth 900 to 1,000 people. But,
yeah,
you know, it shut because it did. You know, it's a massive old building. It needs a lot of work done to it. You know, ideally, it should be open when they open the new river complex place. You know, it should all open together. But, you know, and I wouldn't want to be on the council there trying to get that, you know, sorted. I don't think it's down to, you know, there's a lot of BS going on about it, you know, and about what's going to be done. Well, this is from my perspective, you know, but who's going to take it on? And it would be great if it did, if it was taken on, but it's a massive project, isn't it? And I don't think it'll just open up as a venue, you know, and it needs to open up as an art, you know, market and have stuff in there that you expect. It needs, you know, I mean, they're doing what the Fishing Street. I mean, it's a pain at the moment because you're getting up and down there, but they're making efforts in Salisbury. I can't fault them, you know, they are making efforts, but the City Hall is that elephant in the room, isn't it? What are we going to do with it? Yeah. You know, it's great. I've had some great times there. It's great. It's just who's going to do it. You know, it's going to have a lot of money, but what they've got to do is whoever takes it on is going to spend a lot of money on it. So they're going to have the lion's share of what goes on in there. So, and rightfully so. So yeah, I don't talk to Phil, and Phil's, you know, it is what it is. So he's the expert. He's feet on the ground. So, yeah, if it does work, I'll be right in there trying to, you know, do what I could to work in there. Yeah. I think we all would.
Absolutely. Well, speaking of what you do, that's a very good segue into Salisbury Live.
What's that?
And everything that you do and bring to Salisbury when it comes to music in general. So Salisbury Live 24. You've had quite a few gigs building up to this, so generally just trying to raise funds, raise awareness, and you've got the launch, and that is on May the 5th.
Yeah.
And there's the little poster there. So this is at the rugby club.
Yeah.
What I love about what you do with Salisbury Live, especially the big events during the summer, is you generally have like a couple of really sort of big tribute acts that people will go, oh, that sounds good. I'm going to get in there. But then you give the opportunities to the local talent to be at a decent venue or on a decent stage. Brian, bless him, will provide an awesome stage for that. So that gig in particular is one I'm very interested in. I love the lineup. You've got some fantastic bands and acts on there. I'm going to pronounce their name wrong. I know I will. Felice Leo or Felis Leo. I don't know how you say it, but I've been chatting to these guys for ages, and our paths just never seem to cross. And so this is going to be the first time I'll have seen them. I'll get to see them live, and I cannot wait. So, and then I think they're going to absolutely, you know, smash it, and then everyone else will be like, well, we need to up our game. And then you've got Sladey. So the world's only female Slade tribute act, which I think is awesome. And the Smiths Limited, a Smiths tribute act. How do you decide who to book when it comes to these things?
It's just, well, I mean, I'm going to be very serious. I could say a few things, but seriously, with the Smiths Limited, the jury with me is out on tribute bands. Tribute bands, they are massive. People love them. I'm only interested in a tribute band if that band is still not active. You know, I think some bands that are active, like, you know, why do you want a tribute band? I'm a bit, it's a bit weird. But the Smiths, again, you know, I don't own a Smiths record, but I know a lot of this. You know, it's just one of those bands that you think, you know, that would be good. But the reason I went for the Smiths Limited, A, they are a very good tribute band to the Smiths. And you could go online and look at all the tribute bands there are to these acts, but you've got to delve a little bit deeper. What's their form? You know, what are they up to? Where are they playing and what are they doing? So you think, yeah, so let's see if we can get these guys. And I know they're aged pretty well as well. And it says, yeah, we could put that in as part of this tour, part of whatever. But the reason I chose that is when we put our gigs on, like the Boredom, Beggars Bashes and all these events, you've got our great local bands, our great local covers bands, Zucchini's Break Cover, Glasshouse, those bands that do that kind of music. Every time I've seen especially Zucchini's, play a Smith song, the dance floor just fills every time to the, you know, you're thinking, well, there's got to be something there. People like that. So I thought, let's have a look. So there is a little bit of method behind the madness.
Excellent.
Let's put a really good Smith tribute band on. And that's going to be my favourite lineup. The Salisbury Live one at Laverstock. Again, we've got the Oasis tribute, who really, from me, just need no introduction. They are phenomenally brilliant, and again, they are a very popular band. But Sladey was a band that I thought it'd be good, and it just came about that one of their agents I knew said, "Oh, well, this, you know." So we did a sort of deal that we could, and you know, you've got to do deals with them because they, you know, they don't come cheap. These bands, that's why we've got to charge, but. But it, I mean, hopefully it's subsidized and whatever enough. But they were great, and so we thought, yeah. Look, again, it just comes at the right time. They're not playing too local to split the audience, and also it's just something, you know. So again, you've got the demographic of audience. You'll have your Smiths fan will also probably remember Slade as well. So, but they will bring a few more people in, you know. So it's just trying to. Get as much of an audience demographic as you can. So that's why they were chosen to that. It's just bit, like you say, Alex, it'll be a really, really good event. And the reason that's a good lineup, I'm very pleased with that lineup. But
it's a fantastic lineup.
And Jambo Rain as well would give them a chance to play original music. They especially with Fearless, they do covers because they will go out and do it, but they're also passionate about doing their own stuff, and hopefully they'll just do a mixture or they can play what they like. It's up to them, but I know that they will put originals in, and Jambo Rain are tested, so it's just great to have that, you know.
It is,
and
you've got
Fremo, who again don't need too much sort of introduction. They'll just be great for the crowd, and Jetback are just such a popular band.
Absolutely.
And we've got Salisbury Radio as well. The guys there, you know, they'll be fantastic just running the event for us. So yeah, it's good. I'm pretty pleased with that one.
Yeah. So, and it doesn't stop there. This is the great thing. So May is literally all about Salisbury Live. So the 11th of May, Winnie Fest at the Winnie Gate. So we've got Jack Grace playing. Plus support. Nothing else has been put out there yet, so I'm quite looking forward to seeing what else is going to happen there.
No, I don't know what Rob's doing with support there, but you just leave that to Rob. Rob just, he knows it so well.
He'll absolutely smash that.
It'd be brilliant. And Jack Grace, again, is someone that I haven't seen Jack Grace yet. I've been trying to get, so if I can get there after, because that's a family fun day as well that day. Yep. But, you know, again, they're not splitting their audiences because he's got his own fan base, Jack Grace. And I don't know who else is on that, but I know it starts at 4 p.m. So there's going to be a few sort of like regulars or favorites playing that one. So I will hopefully get back for Jack Grace that night.
That's awesome. And then the following weekends, you've got Out and About.
Yeah.
This is May the 18th.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
So there's a little montage of some of the acts that are going to be playing there. So you've got Threemo. So Threemo playing at the Georgian Dragon. You've got Tom and the Clementines at Kudos. You've got the Troublemakers at the Wigan Quill. One Shot of the Huntsman. The Fantastic Junkyard Dogs at the Royal British Legion. There's a DJ at the Bishop's Mill from 3 p.m. And you've got Rob's World Famous Karaoke at the Avon Brewery.
Yeah.
You know, it's all free. You know, it's just wonderful. I love the walkabout ones. Out and about, you know, you just kind of go, oh, I'm going to check these out for a bit and then check these guys out for a bit. Loads and loads of stuff going on.
I think I just sort of butt in there is the fact that it just shows you that about 6-7 years ago, the Out and About, we would have had about 15 venues on there, but we've only got, what is it, 7 there at the moment, you know, they're the ones that at the time of putting this together were the only ones that were really active to do anything. There are a couple more coming up around now, but you know, and back in the day, we used to do it over a weekend where we had to do it on a Friday and a Saturday, one weekend, just to get all because it just used to be in the pubs and the clubs.
Yeah.
Obviously when COVID came around, we sort of just stayed outside, really, I suppose, is because we had the means to do that. But yeah, that's my favorite weekend as well. I do like that, just to get out and about and see who's around, because people pick these up. We got rid of, you know, 5,000 of these. I'm reading my flyer here, actually.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah, but we got, you know, and these things go, and you know, that's old school market. You just put them in the, and they just go, people pick them up, and hopefully we get the crowds in, because it has become a lot more expensive, like everything has, just to run these events. So you know, I'm sure we'll be fine, but it just gets so, and I've got to again pay so much credit to the bands and the venues, but the bands and you guys, because you're coming along, and in most cases, you know, you're just doing it for the love of it, you know.
Yeah.
And but it, all we can guarantee are some music mad public will come to these events, and that's the thing.
Yep.
So, and it's the next event that I'm a bit worried about, the one over at
It's a little dodgy. So if you've been out on the Saturday and you've had a few too many beers and you just fancy a little bit of acoustic soothing, then Acoustic Sunday, we're very proud and privileged to have been asked by yourself to pull this lineup together and to host the day. And this is at the Old Mill at Harnham. So we've got a fantastic lineup, In Colour. So Georgie Amelia from Andover, Giles Housky, who we absolutely adore. He's a fantastic singer. James Stretch from Andover, who is absolutely brilliant. I've worked with him a few times last summer. He does so much in Andover. The wonderful Nia Nichols. And then we've got Cam and Nicole are going to do a little set for us. And we're going to finish off with an acoustic set from our indie rock pop boys, Love Is Enough, which we cannot wait. We've got no idea how that's going to go, but it's going to be a brilliant day. The sun is definitely going to shine, because that's how we roll, and we've asked for it, so it's going to happen. But yeah, I mean, when you asked us to do that, it was challenge accepted. You know, we wanted to make you proud.
To you guys, thanks for doing it. You know, it's great for Salisbury Live that you know, because your brand as well, you know, saying Salisbury, you're doing, and it's just great. And that lineup you pulled together there is, I'm quite jealous. That is a really good. And I'm just going to go back to, we're talking about students, former students. So former students of mine, they still want to do good things, but you've got Nia Nichols as a former Wiltshire College student, and so is Cam and Nicole, a former, and they've gone on and done us really proud. So just as I say, despite
Cam and Nicole actually met at college, so they probably during your classes they fell in love and got married.
But bless them, that's great, and that is a cracking lineup. We'll be there. I'm gonna, as it says, book. It's lovely food over there. I should know. So I'm gonna book my table. I think very very soon for that one. That's gonna be great.
Amazing.
Yeah, we had some great table discussions when we were spitballing it. Right, who would we have? An acoustic event, obviously. So a lot of people were instantly ruled out. We had great fun putting together. And it's like, let's message that person and message that person. And literally everybody we messages straight away came back and said, yes, please.
Guys, know it's a shoestring budget that we pulled together here.
Yeah.
You've done that, it's great. And again, they're going to come, and all we can do is get the people over there. And I'm sure that's going to be such a busy day. But again, they're lovely people. There and it just cries out for something, doesn't it? So
absolutely. And then, as if there wasn't enough already, the following weekend, and you've already alluded to it, Laverstock Live at the Sports Club on the 26th of May. And again, we spoke about the launch event being an incredible lineup, but this is just as good. So as you said, so Salisbury Radio, they're going to be helping and comparing, which is awesome. CLS, Cress's Last Stand, absolutely punk rock. Let's just do this. Superb band. BCDC, so this is Break Cover's kind of noisy little brother doing their AC/DC tribute, which we saw at the rugby club only a few weeks ago, and they were absolutely incredible. And then you've kind of been a little bit shady, and we've just got special guests. So this is interesting. Unless that's the name of the band.
No. Guess who the special guests are. The Salisbury Live wouldn't be the same without them.
No, it's got a lump, surely then.
No, not that special. No, it's the DeLoreans. They're going to be doing. Wow.
And incredible. That's fantastic. And then we've got the two headline acts, Fogues, so Pogues tribute act, which I think is going to be incredible, and then Oasis Maybe.
Yeah.
Is that the same Oasis Oasis band that played last year at the rugby club?
Yeah.
They were sensational.
Yeah, and we've got crowd barriers this year for it because
they needed to stay
crowd in a nice way, but those kids nearly wrecked everything. So we got crowd barriers. It was such a great, they're such a lovely bunch. But I mean, it would have been on the same day as Live at the Farm. So what we were left with, and it's not the farm's fault, it's just one of these things. It's more to do with the train. Everything's taking on those water meadows, and they are a bit delicate. So, couldn't really, especially with the rain. So we had the day, we had the headliner. So we thought, let's keep it in Laverstock. And Christian guy from the club said, yeah, we'll do it over here, because we've done stuff on the field over there before. So the only thing we can't do is have the two stages, so we are limited on the acts that we would have had. So we've got the one stage, but I did manage to get the Fogues, because I wanted to put them on for ages. Again, Pogues tribute bands, we get a few, but the Fogues are the ones that are that are doing the business at the moment. So I think, again, it's they'll set up an Oasis sing along pretty well. So it's just done for that, there is another poster out for this actually, which we've updated with the DeLoreans on it, and parking and everything, is going to be at the school there. So we'll have stewards there. So parking is pretty good. So all that info is on and on the new poster.
Excellent. Yeah, so, I was going to say, so tickets for the Laverstock Live and the launch event at the Rugby Club, you can get them on Skiddle. If you just search for Salisbury, you'll find both events on there. Or you can go to Facebook and Salisbury Live Events, and there will be links on Facebook for both of them. And then when you think you've not done enough, Colin, you go with the 1st of June as well, Picnic in the Park at Alderbury Rec.
Yeah.
As kind of like a, yeah, as kind of like a kind of a closing of the Salisbury Live 24 month of May to, as such. And again, another brilliant lineup. The Salisbury Pluckers, the Easy Crew, Solar Birds, Black Iris, the Norfolks, and then we mentioned them earlier, Zed Zeppelin, who again, we saw them at the Rugby Club, and they were, I think they blew absolutely everybody away.
Yeah, so yeah, they were, they just came on and said, can we support you in some way as well? So we thought, well, yeah, of course you can. I mean, the reason that's on when it is, because we would have put it in as part of Salisbury Live on one of the other weekends, but it was just finding the right weekend. And Salisbury Live always does a Salisbury Live Goes Rural. And the idea behind that was to just go around different villages every year and put Salisbury Live events on there as part of it, Goes Rural. But we went to Alderbury a few years ago. I think this would be the third one there. And it just works as a, they just pull in all the other villages as well, you know, from that area, Farley and Winterslow all come to the event. We thought, well, if it ain't broke, why fix it? You know, so we've gone with them. The parish council are second to none. They're absolutely fantastic. I think some of our council, county councils can take a leaf out of their book. They are absolutely brilliant. The club and their committee is absolutely brilliant. We did a beggar's bash out there over the weekend, and it was I didn't get there in the end, but it was absolutely brilliant. They're just such a great crew, and it's such a brilliant event, and it's free. You know, wish more could be free, but we just, you know, as we say, we can't do it. But that's going to be a real, it's going to be a closing one, I suppose, you know, in all intents and purposes. And it is a great lineup, and they're just such a lovely bunch. Are you going out to that, you guys?
I'm pretty confident we'll be at all of them, Colin, to be totally honest. You know us.
More I got than lightly.
Got to write the reviews, haven't we? So,
yeah, the Easy
Crew. Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, your reviews are great. Thank you. Thank you. The Easy Crew are basically our college guys doing a set. So you'll see them there.
Oh, brilliant.
They called themselves the Easy Crew because they couldn't think of a name and said, oh, we're only joking. So it's too late. You know, that's what you're going to be called. So yeah, that'll learn you. That'll learn you. But the Easy Crew, yeah. So they're going to be doing their stuff, and they're stoked about that. So, yeah. So that's Salisbury Live as it is. And we did it in May because the Euros are in June. So we just didn't want to get in the way of football gets in the way. So we did it in May, and I think it'll work well. Like you say, Alex, the weather will be with us.
It will be. It will be.
It's going to be a gorgeous May.
And I just want to touch on last year. It was a phenomenal year. You put on some incredible gigs. You also did the Live at the Park. How did you find that? That was, you know, like a big one, you know, working with the immersive group. How did you find that experience?
Well, the reason we did it up there, we moved out of the Market Square because it's sort of on a hiding to nothing, really, because it takes so much fun. You know, we go cap in hand to the area board, who again are brilliant, and it just goes on, you know, everything, and trying to make the money back from the bar and everything else, especially with the pubs around that area who, to be fair, didn't really buy into it like they used to. So it was just saying to Dave from Immersive, you know, it's difficult to make that work. I mean, we are actually, I'll tell you about that in a minute. We're doing something in the Market Square in July, but Salisbury Live thought, well, let's go take it somewhere else. You know, we got the rugby club or whatever. So we thought about, well, actually, Brian from BSM's thought, he said, what about the Vicky Park? And I thought, well, it's a great place to do it. So it was pretty difficult to get it together up there. And we had a few council meetings, but it worked so well. And to credit to Dave and the crew, it just looked brilliant. You know, it made it like a proper festival. So all the infrastructure is there for this year. So what we're planning on doing is we're doing two events, the 6th and the 7th of September.
Okay.
And the 6th of September, it's just dotting the I's and crossing the T's, but that should be, well, they're in the bag at the moment. We're going for Scouting for Girls as headlining, and a couple of local supports for that one. And the Saturday the 7th, which will run all day, the headliners there will be the Ibiza Symphonic. So that's all the banging Ibiza tunes with DJs and MCs and an 18-piece orchestra. So they're going to close. And so we're going to go on day. Hopefully a really good supporting lineup there as well, starting at 2 p.m. So that's the plan. That's the plan there. And it's almost over the line.
Yeah.
So, you know, watch your space with that one. So I think that's now become common knowledge. No.
Fantastic. So, absolutely fantastic. Again, you know, delivering, which is just insane. So that is superb. Well, we can't wait. You know, we'll be there. You know, we'll support.
And sorry.
Yeah, the Market Square. You mentioned the Market Square.
Yeah, on the 28th of July, we're Salisbury Live and BSM Stage Tech working on the Mayor's Birthday Bash. So we're going to be putting, on a Sunday, we're going to be putting an event into the Market Square with a big stage running from 3 till 10 p.m. With loads of local acts playing at that. So that's the plan there. So something will be happening in the Market Square that's relevant to a Salisbury Live sort of involvement. But yeah, I mean, to be fair, they're my favourite events. I love working in the Market Square. I just love it because that's the hub of our city, isn't it? That's where
absolutely
it's great to do it. And absolutely, you know, we've done some great stuff there as well. And again, I've got to give credit to the city council there. They've been so helpful over the last few years. They've been great, you know. So that's the city council, not so much the county council, but the city council have been absolutely brilliant, you know.
Cool.
Sorry I had to dip out there. I think the thing I love about the Market Square the most is that people just happen across it.
Yeah. You know,
they're walking from one place to another, or they're going to the bus, or they're going to a pub, or they're meeting someone, and then they happen across a live event, and they stay. And a lot of people don't actually know that all of these events are happening unless they're looking for them or they're going onto the correct websites. But that's, I think, the beauty of having events personally in the Market Square.
Yeah. I think, as I say, you know, they have dipped in and out doing things which we've been involved with over the summer, where they have a little bandstand and we'll put bands in there. And you know, the people love it. They absolutely love it. It's, you know, but these big events that we have done, I mean, that first came about when Novichok actually started all that, when we had to sort of get something going in the town. So the council said, do you fancy putting something in, you know, let's do something as a bit of a budget. And it's educating these people, you know, educating, that sounds a bit pretentious again, but once they see something work and it happens, they go, wow, let's do more of this. So it's that kind of, you know, so it took something as horrible as Novichok to sort of like make that happen. But and then we've just gone in there with Salisbury Live and, you know, and then the Frost Bar stuff, and it, because it's a great hub, isn't it? It's really, really good.
Yes.
It works, you know, and all the other businesses that thrive off that as well.
Yeah,
we are a very cultured city, and people do get behind. You know, we've got the Arts Trails, and we've got the Wiltshire Creative, and the Salisbury Live, and I think people recognise that Salisbury is a creative city. It's beautiful. I love it.
And I got a shout out as well to Wiltshire Creative, especially the Arts Centre, that again, that became a bit of a sort of no-go area for us after for a few years, because we just couldn't get a foot in the door there or do it, you know, without it costing an arm and a leg. But they've just really, really sort of thought about this, and they work with Salisbury Live and endorse it, you know, guys, really, really well. And that's Juliet and their tech crew around there, Dave and those guys, Dave Marsh and that, are second to none. They are absolutely brilliant. Again, that is the best live venue in the Southwest. I've always said that. It's just a great, great place.
Yeah.
And we've got the another thing we're doing, I might as well plug it now actually, I think is that we're doing the Tom Belk fund launch on the 10th of August there. With Car Sicker headlining that one and all of Tom's favourite bands, just to launch the Rose Gow Tom Belk Fund. So that will be on the 10th of August at the Arts Centre.
Amazing. Yeah.
I think you might have something to do with that as well, Alex.
I think I might have something to do with that one. Yeah. I've been keeping it quiet, but now that you've mentioned it, yes. Yeah. And I'm very, very proud and privileged to be playing. So I wanted to finish on something when I saw it and when it happened, I was chuffed to bits for you. But at the same time, it made me chuckle because I know you've already proved, you know, you're continuing and you're delivering. But your lifetime achievement star via Salisbury Radio last December, you know, how did you feel knowing that there were people out there that were nominating you for that? How did it make you feel?
I get quite sort of humbled by it all, really. You know, you've done this, you're the, you know, life and soul of music and whatever. It's only because I just go out there and I'm always playing music and I must get up people's noses. I'm just out there, not you again, but I just, you know, it's a passion for it, isn't it? And so, which we've got. And so you're just doing it really sort of out of pig-headedness. Oh, let's get a venue, let's do this. And it's just come around. And again, it wouldn't just happen if there wasn't people like the Rose Gow Trust, not the Rose Gow Trust so much. That's great, but then Bass Connection and Keith and Rose, and just being involved with these people, and then the venues buying into it, and just because a lot of it's done by default, isn't it? You just do it and you get involved in it, and then you become the sort of person to go to, and then having the chance to run the Passenger Club venue at the Arts Centre, because we did that, and then that show, and Rob Blake then did the Auto Club down there. Funny story about that, but I can't tell you now. But Rob's involvement with the Auto Club, and that just shows what a great venue it is. But you had Rob, and you've got you had Tom Belk, bless him, you know, and you know it wasn't just me doing it. We were just sort of pulling together and talking about ex-students. Rob Blake was an ex-student, and Tom Belk. God. A proud dad I am, but you know
you got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, well,
all of these people that you mentioned are coming up after you.
And they, you know, despite that, they still did it well, as I say. But I had someone sent me a picture of my star with a big bag of compost on it. Oh, that's what they think of me, because there was a gardening markets stall there with a great big thing of compost. So you've seen my name next to it, compost. Yes.
we went to the market square and we actually hunted out your star just so that we could stand on it, a bit like you would if you're on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
But there was
the star.
But you had some great worthy people there, you know, the community awards and little heroes or heroes ones. Some really, really well, you know, the team it was really good. And I think it's just that it was a nice touch. And because when I got this thing, you've been nominated, I was just having a laugh, you know, And it is, it, yeah, it's humbling. I think it's, you know, you get a lifetime award, you think, all right, here we go. I'm really past it now. I've got a lifetime award. But I just thank everyone. It was lovely. It was lovely.
But again, well, it was much deserved.
Much deserved, yeah, but still, you've got a whole lifetime's worth of work still to do. So it's fine.
And you guys, you know, we all work together because we have got some really great, lovely people that are passionate about it. Yes, there are some idiots out there as well, you know, but you know who you work with. And at the end of the day, you know, I think you don't suffer fools gladly, especially, but you do not muck people around in Salisbury again, because you'll only do it once. So you want to treat people like you guys do. You want to treat people like you want to be treated, don't you? So
absolutely.
So it's just the case of, you know, you don't always get it right. We don't always get it right. And you're always going to have people moaning. I mean, that's why I'm not on any social media at all. John Williams runs the Salisbury Live social stuff. I do not get involved in it. I don't, you know, I don't want to know, you know, if people have got a beef, they either phone me or email me, you know, but you know what it's like. It can be, because there's always someone that can do it better. So, you know, and it's great. As you say, you never stop learning, do it. We would never stop learning what we do. And you know, you think, oh, I'll do that better. How did you do that? And you know, but it's when you get, someone came up to me the other day, is, what are you doing that? I can't remember what it was. It was the other week. What are you doing that for? Oh, because, you know, well, why are you doing it like that? I wouldn't do it like that. Oh, right. Well, how would you do it? I don't know. Well, you couldn't get them, aren't you? Yeah.
Brilliant.
Shall I pop your phone number? I'll talk. Shall I pop your phone number up on the screen now so people can contact you?
I don't think
that was a joke.
Yeah. Colin, everyone, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you.
It's been incredible to chat to you, and thank you for everything that you do for the music scene, for the upcoming people, for the people that are in the music scene. You know, you give people the opportunity to perform, which is something that they clearly all love to do, good or bad. We love it. We love performing at your events and coming to watch your events.
That was the world we, I don't perform, but I appreciate you putting these events on so that I can come and enjoy.
Well, no, I mean, again, I've got a sort of like, you know, feelings mutual. It's great that what you do, it is absolutely fantastic. It's just, as another mention to our sort of like musical family and the way we get this stuff out there. I mean, I have sat here for the last hour waffling on. You'll probably have to edit this down, but I've just, you know, you asked some great questions, you've done some great research. You know, it really good. And your podcast, you know, like the Lily Badcock one, was just fascinating stuff. It's great. Yeah. You know, the way you cover the community as well. So
thank you.
You better have a pint soon.
Definitely. Well, we will see you in a couple of weeks' time, I guess.
That'll
be the case.
Yeah.
And that's what we'll do. Well, yeah. Colin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, cheers.
Thank
guys.
You.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so we're going to quickly just run through the gig guide for the coming weekend. So, Thursday the 25th at the Rude Giant, you've got Music for Fun. Friday the 26th at the Winning Gate, Captain Accident and the Disasters. The 27th, you've got loads going on the 27th. St. Thomas's Church is the Salisbury Choir Festival. You've got 17 choirs. The Avon Brewery, Salisbury Live, doing a gig there for in aid of Salisbury Hospice. So the Hotback Blues Band, Andy Maslin Blues Band, and Pete Robson, who's been on the podcast on the Wilton Live. The Royal British Legion, Mary and the Bubblegums, brand new band. You should go and check them out. George and Dragon, Felice Leo, go and watch them, please. You can let me know how amazing they were. At the Wigan Quill, you've got the Kings of Lounge, the Winnie Gate. This is all Saturday. The Winnie Gate, you've got the Mother Vultures, The Grey Fisher, Evensong, Evie, 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 we love you.
Oh, we love Evie.
At the Durrington Club, you've got the brilliant King Louis. And at the King's Arms in Amesbury, you've got some bloke who thinks he can play the guitar and sing.
Oh, I might go to that one.
No, you won't. You'll just
go to the King's Arms, see what that chat's all about.
And then Sunday, the Coach and Horses have got Folks About, who are fantastic. George and Dragon have got their open mic nights, hosted by Lucas Hardy, who is awesome. But you can check out all of these on the salisburygigguide.co.uk. And
that's that.
Is that. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.